Police tell CBS News Congresswoman Ilhan Omar has recently been the victim of a particularly large number of threats. President Trump has fixated on her, blasting her regularly, including in these remarks in Iowa just hours before last night's assault.
They have to show that they can love our country. They have to be proud. Not like Ilhan Omar.
Trump later claimed, without evidence, Omar staged it. The conspiracy theory Trump's supporters have since latched onto. Michael Sullivan is U.S. Capitol Police Chief.
We are confident this actually was a criminal act, because there's a lot of conspiracy theories about this being staged.
I've received no information that indicates that.
The assault on Omar comes amid a growing wave of threats against members of Congress.
I don't care who does the attacking or the disrupting. That's wrong, and it's also illegal.
The U.S. Capitol Police launched nearly 15,000 threat investigations last year, 5,000 more than the year before, including just days ago when Florida Democrat Maxwell Frost says he was punched in the face while at an event in Utah, and former Georgia Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, the subject of scorn from Trump, says she received a death threat on the day she resigned.
To what do you attribute that? Sharp an increase.
Tempo and pace of events that evoke strong emotion. I don't know that I've seen anything like it in my 30 years in law enforcement.
And Scott, I understand you're following some additional breaking news tonight out of Georgia. The FBI searching the Fulton County election office. What do we know about that?
Yeah, local officials in Atlanta say the search is related to the 2020 election results. The county clerk's office has possession of the 2020 ballots, and that's where the FBI agents were seen. Tony, President Trump continues to make baseless claims about winning Georgia in 2020.